Shalechem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Armin Army Arsi Shiechu. Lili Nishmas, Mara Sister Master Shmuel, the schluss Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rami Sorma Moshe Mordechai, Rishmumi Amitish Nochaleya, Bissol Daniel and Shaina Dina, the Bracha Vatsacha Chamasei Adayim, Lili Nishmas, Mara Sister Master Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvir, Zan Zusha, Ben Yosef, Chan Reb Sigan, Zan Tachan Reb Sumer Zev. And we are going to be learning Inyan and Parshas Kedoshim based on Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol Zev Sekman Zetzal V'Yidaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Marta Alehem Kedoshim Tiyo Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Eloi Keichem. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to all the community of Israel and tell them, you should be holy to me, because I am holy, I am Hashem, your God. Rashi explains from the Taras Kohanim on the Pasuk, and the words Dabro kol Adas b'nei Yisrael, Malamed Shenemra Parsha Zuba Hakel. This Parsha was said in a gathering of all the Jewish people, b'nei Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyimba, because most of the body of Torah is contingent upon this Parsha. Ad kan midivrei kacha shel Rashi. The Mizrahi asks, also look in the Gur Aryeh and the Sisei Chachamim from Erevin 54b, which is actually cited in Rashi in Parshas Kisisa 34:32, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah were given to all of the Jewish people. The Mishnah, the Gemara there says, and the Braisa, Ketzet Seder Mishnah, and it goes through the whole chain of transmission, how Kadosh Baruch Hu would teach Moshe then Nichnas Aharon B'shana Lo Moshe Pirko, and Aaron comes in, Moshe teaches him, Aaron goes out from sitting in front of Moshe, he sits to Moshe's left, then his sons come in, Moshe teaches them what he taught Aaron. Then his sons go out from in front of Moshe. Elazar sits limin, Itamar lesmol. Then the Zakenim come in, Moshe teaches them. And then the whole nation comes in and Moshe teaches them. So it comes out that Aaron learns it four times, his sons three times, the Zakenim twice, and the whole nation once, and then Moshe leaves, and Aaron teaches Banav Zakenim Lekola Am, then Aaron leaves, then the children teach Zakenim Lekola Am, they leave, and then the Zakenim teach the Am. So it emerges that everybody gets it four times, Mekana Rav Elazar, you have to learn four times. I used to have a friend in Yeshiva, he went to Cheder when he was a little boy, like in Williamsburg or something like that. His Rebbe used to say, Ein mol lernen is nishkin lernen. The first time you learn, you didn't learn. The second time you learn, you didn't learn. And the third time you learn, it didn't count, doesn't count. The fourth time you learn, now it starts counting as learning. So you have to do it four times at least. That's the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. B'kitzer, the Mizrahi asks from the Erevin and Dalet Amud Beis that all the mitzvahs were given to the Jewish people as we just described. So why is this parasha any different? Shtarka kasha. So the Mizrahi wants to answer that the other parashiyos Moshe taught them in different groups. Kitos, kitos, zoachar zo, like we just learned. Aaron, Aaron's sons, Zakenim, and then Kolam. But this parasha was b'mamad kol Yisrael. This parasha was straight away with everybody. V'kvar katvu ken arash v'aravad b'ferusho b'torat b'ferusho b'torat kohanim. But it's very difficult to understand what's the chilek sof sof what was said to the entire Jewish people. L'maaseh ne'amar davar l'kol Yisrael ומה מוסיפה מירה במעמד כל ישראל, משום שרוב גופי תורה תלויים בה. What's different over here that we say, ah, this is different, this is significant, because רוב גופי תורה תלויים בה, and therefore it's taught to all the Jewish people. At the end of the day, the whole Torah was taught to the whole Jewish people. So what's unique here, that since רוב גופי תורה תלויים בה, wasn't called Kitos Kitos, it was taught all at once. You want to understand the difference between this parasha and all the other parashas in the Torah. וכבר עמד בזה באור החיים הקדוש כאן. And the Mizrahi explains another benefit, very difficult explanation, Ayin Sham the Mizrahi. And the truth is that besides that, we have to understand the Etzem Einyan. It's Pashut that every mitzvah was said to the entire Jewish people, and this is necessary for the entire Jewish people. And a chisaron of a mitzvah, lacking one mitzvah, and not being mekayim that mitzvah, is a terrible pagam. It's a great blemish. So, if that's true, then how come all the mitzvahs weren't said to the entire Jewish people, according to Rashi here? Only this one was, because Rov Gufei Torah Tzuluyim Ba. If there's a toelas to telling all the Jewish people that be behakel, all gather together, so then teach all the mitzvahs like that. Why dafka this mitzvah, this parsha? And we already read out the sugya in Erevin, and we have to understand what's going on. At the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu taught four times, and at the end of the day, the nation learned it four times. So why was it broken up like it was broken up? How about everybody coming together and Moshe just teaching everybody four times? Why does it have to be broken down into Aaron, Aaron's sons, the Zekanim, the nation? And if there's a special inyan to learn it in groups, then how about in this parasha? This parasha also should have been taught in groups. Why was this parasha not taught that way? Why was this parasha b'hakel? Everybody was all at once. It wasn't taught in groups four times. V'kvar amad b'zeh Or HaChaim HaKadosh Kan. We also have to understand what the Or HaChaim asked, the Alshich asked. It says in the Torah, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, דבר לכל הדת בני ישראל, ואמרת עליהם. Speak to the entire community of Israel and say to them. What's this double דבר ואמרת? Rashi and Erevin there writes, and what it says, כיצד סדר משנה, כיצד למדו ישראל תורה שבעל פה? How do the Jewish people learn תורה שבעל פה? מבואר לכאורה מזה שלא היה סדר זה אלא בתורה שבעל פה ולא בתורה שבכתב. We see from this לכאורה that this seder was only in Torah שבעל פה and not in Torah שבכתב. And so Rashi was מדייק and Erevin to write כיצד למדו ישראל Torah שבעל פה. It says דווקא דין in Torah שבעל פה. And it's also mashma like that from the Lashon of the Braisa. It says, Ketzad Seder Mishnah, and Mishnah's Torah Shebal Peh, and not Torah Shebichsav. However, that's Rashi. But the other Mepharshim on the Gemara understand Vipashtus, that it's even talking about Torah Shebichsav. Otherwise, there's no difficulty from this Gemara on Rashi. In other words, the Kashi everyone asks on Rashi, or a lot of people ask on Rashi. The whole Torah was said to everybody. Why is this different? You can make a Pashut Chiluk. The whole Torah was said to everybody that we learn in Erevin. That's talking about Torah Shebal Peh. And this is Torah Shebichsav. But they don't make that chiluk. So it must be that they understand the Gemara in Erevin is even talking about Torah Shebal Torah Shebichsav. And therefore the Kasha is, already we see Torah Shebichsav is taught to everybody. So if Torah Shebichsav is taught to everybody, then Torah Shebichsav is already taught to everybody, then why is this parsha different? So they didn't learn like Rashi that the Gemara in Erevin is talking only about Torah Shebal Peh. Lashon Rashi in Parshas Kisisa is she Yishanu Seder Mishnah Zeh Kishalamdam Moshe Es HaParsha O Es HaAlacha. That this Seder Mishnah was taught when Moshe taught them a parsha or a halacha. So Mitzad Echad Rashi says parsha. So the Mashmos is even Torah Shebichsav. Mitzad Sheni Rashi says halacha, or the Mashmos is Torah Shebal Peh. So the Mashmos of Rashi, implication of Rashi in Kisi says that it's talking about both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Whereas here, in the Sugi and Erevin, Rashi says it's Dafka Torah Shebal Peh. So how does that work? So these are all critical matters. We have Kedarkenu B'Kodesh presented a number of very strong kashas on this parsha, and now we're going to present the Mahalach. When it says Dabir al Kol B'nei Yisrael, this means Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav has a din of Mesiras HaTorah LiYisrael Yisrael Adei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu has to teach the Jewish people Torah Shebichsav. And just like at Har Sinai, there was a Mesiras HaTorah MeHashem LiYisrael, so too Moshe Rabbeinu has to be Moser Torah afterwards. There Hashem at Har Sinai gave the Torah to Moshe, for it was from Hashem to Moshe and to the Jewish people. And now it's from Moshe to the Jewish people. And since ben Mesiras HaTorah LiYisrael b'Sinai, there was a Metzias of Ata b'mechitza la'atzmacha, v'aron mechitza la'atzma, v'kohanim mechitzin la'atzma, that everybody was in their own, at Har Sinai, everybody was in their own place. Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest up, and he was in his own area, and then Aaron lower, and then the kohanim. Moshe was the closest, Aaron was second closest, then Kohanim. Like Rashi says, Yisro 19:24. And it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Vel Moshe Amar, Alei al Hashem, Ato v'Aaron, Nadav v'Avihu, v'Shivim Mizkenei Yisrael. Rashi explains, it's talking about being Mekabel the Aseres Hadibra. So we see from this that there was a special Alei al Hashem for Moshe, for Kabbalah Satorah. And then it says Ata, and Ba'aron is different, and Nadav and Avihu is different, and Shiv Mizkenei Yisrael. And then the Jewish people were somewhere else. In other words, all of these Kitos were in a Makom Bifnei Atzmam. They were all in a separate place, all of these groups. And each of them had their own separate Kabbalah Satorah in their own place, in their own auditorium, in their own hall of Kibiyachal. And you can't compare the Kabbalah Satorah of Moshe to the Kabbalah Satorah of Aaron. Moshe has this different type of Kabbalah Satorah, of a different order. And you can't compare the Kabbalah Satorah of Aaron to the Kabbalah Satorah of his children. And therefore, when the Jewish people received Torah from Moshe, it was the same thing. Since you see kitos at Mamad Har Sinai, different groups, so too, when Moshe passes it on, it's also going to be kitos. Aaron b'fnei atzma, Zbana b'fnei atzma, Zkena b'fnei atzma. And so says the Maharsha, and Erevin over there. And he parallels the Arba Nesinos in the Seder Mishnah to the Arba Chilukim in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says Moshe separate, Aaron separate, Banav separate, and then there's a Kanim. And here you have Moshe's teaching Aaron, Moshe's teaching Bnei Aaron, Moshe's teaching Zakenim, and then the Am. Based on this, Yesh Lodun, we have to possibly discuss and question the Gur Aryeh, what the Maharal Zecher Tzadik Levracha writes to be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Mizrahi, of what's the difference between this parish and the rest of the Torah. Everything was said to the entire Jewish people. So Meir HaMeharal, that what's special about this parasha is that while all the other parashas were said that the Jewish people came before Moshe, they weren't mechuyev. Whoever didn't want didn't come. And this parasha obligates everybody to be mekabel. Now, this wasn't written by the Rash, it wasn't written by the Ravid, it wasn't written by the Mizrahi, it wasn't written by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So it must be that it's pasha to all of them, that in all the parashas the Jewish people were mechuyev. And therefore they want to understand, why is this parasha different? They were also to all the Jewish people. So why is this so pasha to the Maharal? Why is this so pasha to everybody else, not like the Maharal? Chora, the Maharal is a good chiluk. This parasha was said by Hakel, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered forcefully everybody. You have no choice, you have to come. And elsewhere, they had a choice. But to all the other Mefarshim, it's pasha that we mentioned, it's pasha that it wasn't like that, that they were obligated always. So maybe the reason it was so pashut is because B'Sinai there was a chiyuv to be makabel kol haTorah mipi Hashem. There we weren't asked. And since this Kabbalah is parallel to the Kabbalah at Sinai, we also weren't asked. So therefore it's pashut to the Mefarshim that there's no choice here. No free choice. Why do Jews love the idea of Bechira Chofshis? Because it's free. We like a bargain. So there was no choice, because this is parallel to Sinai. Just like it's Sinai's no choice, here's also no choice. And with this, maybe we can explain the machlokas in the Medrash here in Vayikra Rabbah. Tani Rabbi Chia, Parsha Zun Emra Bahakel, Nesherov Gufei Torah Tzluyimba. This parsha was said Bahakel because most of the body of the Torah is dependent on it. And Rav Levi says, Mipnei Sheyud HaDibros Klulim Besocha, because the Aseres HaDibros are included in it. So we can say that Rav Chia holds, like we just said, that anyway all the Jewish people are obligated to be Mekabel Torah Misinai. And the only difference is that here there weren't kitos because Rov Gufei Torah Tzluyim Ba, as hopefully we'll see the reason. Whereas Rav Levi holds, no, like we see from the Maharal, that there's no chiyuv al kol Yisrael to be makabel as hemshech haTorah shenitan al yedei Moshe. Only in the Aseres HaDibros the Jewish people were commanded. And therefore Rav Levi says that since the Aseres HaDibros were included in this parsha, now they're obligated to all hear this parsha. But the rest of the Torah they weren't obligated to hear. So maybe this machlokas achronim is already a machlokas in the Medrash. Now, the Rambam, in the beginning of his Hakdama to the Yad, writes as follows: Kol haMitzvot shenidun l'Moshe b'Sinai b'Ferushan nitnu, shenamar v'etnei lachat luchot ha'Even haTorah v'haMitzvah. Torah zu Torah shebichtav v'haMitzvah zu Perusha. V'tzivanu la'asot haTorah al pi haMitzvah. ומצווה זו היא הנקראת תורה שבעל פה. All the mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Sinai with their commentary. As it says, I will give you luchos ha'even, ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah, Torah is Torah shebuchsav, mitzvah is the perish of Torah shebuchsav. And we were commanded to do the Torah al pi ha'mitzvah. And this mitzvah is called Torah shebal peh. So we see from this that im mesirat ha'torah shebichtav al yidei Moshe, Together with them is the transmission. A Torah Shebichsav, through Moshe, there was also Torah Shebaal Peh. And Mimela, that was the Seder that Moshe gave over the Torah. Just like the Torah was given in a certain way, originally, Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebaal Peh, that's also how Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over. Torah with mitzvahs in the parish. The way God gave it to Torah is the way Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give it to us. And that's an akdama to the Yad, an akdama to the of the Rambam, to the Perush Mishnayis. He says this more explicitly, that that's the Seder HaMishnah and the Braisa, that it's ala Torah ve'ala mitzvah u'perusha, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh together. So according to this, it would appear that with regard to this detail of Mesiras HaTorah that was B'Seder HaMishnah, and so on one hand it would appear she'ein bo et hadin shel kabbalah b'fnei atzma shel Aaron v'shel banav k'shem she'a b'Sinai she'rabbi Sinai ya malach hazeh shel kabbalat ha'Torah rak ad shel Torah shebichtav v'lo ha'Torah shebaal peh. So there should be no din of kabbalah b'fnei atzma of Aaron u'banav like there was at Sinai. Because how did it work at Sinai? That Moshe was in one place, and Aaron in another, and his sons in another, and the 70s of Canaan were another. That's only talking about Torah Shebichsav. That's not talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, when you're giving over Torah Shebaal Peh, there should really be no din of Kitos Kitos like we had at Har Sinai. Because at Har Sinai, the Kitos Kitos was only on Torah Shebichsav, not on Torah Shebaal Peh. On the other hand, it would seem that we see in the Braisa, that through this Seder Mishnah, everybody learned it four times. And the Braitzer says, Mikanam Rebbe Lazar, Shechayev Adam Lishanas Tamid Arba Pa'amim. And we learn a Kal V'Chomer from Aaron. So that's Ayin Shem and Sugya. So that's only vis-a-vis the Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Peirush and Hagala Maisa Shela Torah. Like we see in the Rambam, that we are commanded to do the Torah, Alpi, the Mitzvah, Alpi, Torah Shebaal Peh. But on Torah Shebichsav, we don't have this. And it should be enough to have one Mesira. Just like at Sinai, there was only one Mesira. Mamad Har Sinai was one Mesira, not four. V'lachen, af al pi, she'et etzem ha-Mesira masar Moshe atzmo lebesof lekol Yisrael, כמו שלמדנו בברייתא, לא לימד משה עצמו דלת פעמים לכל ישראל. The end of the day, Moshe gave everything over to the Jewish people. But he didn't give it over four times. Because this Mesira of Moshe doesn't require four times. Only on Torah Shebaal Peh, that was together with this Mesira, which is Limud HaMitzvah, there you need four times. Just like Rebbe Lazar says, Eliezer says, Chayev Adam L'Shanas L'Talmid Arba Pam, you have to teach your Talmud four times. And these four times are not obligatory that they should necessarily be from the mouth of Moshe. The important thing is that you get four times. And therefore it wasn't from the mouth of Moshe himself. So one hand, Torah Shebaal, Shor Torah Shebichsav itself, there doesn't have to be a Torah Shebaal Peh itself. Torah Shebichsav was given as a Kabbalah B'fnei Atzma to the different groups. But this different groups was at Sinai. And that didn't come with Torah Shebaal Peh. That was just Torah Shebichsav. There, the Kabbalah Satorah in different groups was only Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore it would emerge that for Torah Shebaal Peh, you shouldn't need different groups. On the other hand, you learn a din from here that you have to get it four times. Which means that when you teach your Talmud, Torah Shebaal Peh, it has to be taught four times. So when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, you just have one Mesira, like we had at Har Sinai. One Mesira was given to the different groups, but all at once, with one giving. That's when it comes to Torah Shebichsav. And afterwards, the ikar is that it should be taught four times, but not necessarily Mipi Moshe. Mipi Moshe, all you have to do is get it once. We had it Mipi Hashem once at Har Sinai. So modeled after that, we also have Moshe teaching us once. But it doesn't have to be coming from Moshe four times. But when you're teaching the mitzvah of Maisa has to be taught four times, not Mipi Moshe. But the mitzvah has to be four times. A Rav has to teach his Talmud four times. But these four times don't have to be Mipi Moshe. The important thing is four times. So you have both. On one hand, you only need one Mesira, mitzad the Torah Shebichsav aspect. On the other hand, you need four times mitzad Torah Shebaal Peh. One time it has to be Mipi Moshe. But the four times don't have to be Mipi Moshe. The important thing is that we get it four times. So when you get the Torah with the mitzvah, that has to be four times, but lav dafka Mipi Moshe. But Torah Shebichsav, it's enough to have one Mesira, like we had at Sinai. So according to this, we can understand Rashi. Vaday she'etzem ha'inyan ha'mevu'ar b'braita al seder mishnah ze haya gam ken b'torah shebichtav kamo shekotev Rashi b'farashat ki tisa. What did Rashi write in Kisisa that we saw before? Rashi writes, Yeshanu Seder Mishnah Zeh, Kshalamda Moshe is a parsha, O es ha-halacha. So we see parsha. So even Torah Shebichsav. אבל הרי הסוגיה בעירובין עיקרה היא על חובת החזרה והשינון. The Gemara in Eruvin is talking about the obligation to review, to chazer, as we call it. And on that Rashi says that that's talking dafka about Torah Shebaal Peh. And not Torah Shebichsav. But the Mesira b'fnei atzma la'aron v'achar kach lebanav, that's only required in the Mesira of Torah Shebichsav. And that's the Mefarshim right, that in this parasha there was a Mesira of Kitos. That on all the parashas in the Torah there was a Mesira of groups. And only in our parasha it's an exception. Because the parsha, any parsha that's Torah, was given over to the entire Jewish people. But this was given lekitos, groups. Mashen came, this parsha was given all at once. And that's what Rashi says in Kisisa. שישנו סדר מישנה זו כשלמדם משה את הפרשה אותו הלכה, שהכוונה היא שיש כאן סדר בפני עצמו על מה שלמדם משה את הפרשה, שהוא המסירה של ארבע כיתות. וכן יש כאן סדר משנה על מה שלמדם משה את ההלכה, שהוא המצווה של תורה שבעל פה, שאכן אין צריך מצד זה ארבע כיתות, אבל צריך שיהיה נמצא ביד כל אחד ארבע פעמים, והיינו או שכתב רשי. That's beautiful. So in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that you have to learn this Seder Mishnah when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Parsha or when he taught the Halacha. Which means that the inyan of the Parsha, Torah Shebichsav, was Kitos Kitos. And then there's track B, that's track A. Track B is Oat HaHalacha. And that's Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's Arba Pa'amim, but Lav Dafka Mipi Moshe. So we have this Seder Mishnah and Erevin, when Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the Parasha or the Halacha, but there are two different ways of doing it. When he teaches the Parasha, when he teaches Torah Shebichsav, he's teaching Kitos Kitos, but that only has to be done once. Mipi Moshe. And then when he's teaching the Halacha, so there it doesn't have to be four times, that has to be four times, but not Mipi Moshe. So Rashi was correcting Kisisa when he says Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. There were just two different ways of doing it. Torah Shebichsav was done Kitos Kitos, but only once from the mouth of Moshe. And Torah Shebaal Peh was done four times and not from the mouth of Moshe. Not directly from Moshe. But again, it was modeled after Har Sinai because it was Kitos Kitos. Even the Torah Shebaal Peh. And Rashi and Kisisa is not a stira to Rashi in the Gemara, because Rashi in the Gemara says that he taught them Torah Shebaal Peh. This whole Seder Mishnah is Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's true. It's exactly when the Gemara describes the Seder Mishnah. First Aaron comes in, then his children, there's a Kanim, then Kolam, etc. And Moshe leaves, and Aaron leaves. All that is talking about the way Torah Shebaal Peh was taught. But Torah Shebichsav was also taught to a certain extent. Like it says in the Gemara. In the sense that the Torah Shebichsav part was taught by Moshe to everybody. Just like at Har Sinai, Hashem taught everybody, just not four times. And the four times only applies to Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore Rashi doesn't wear Torah Shebaal Peh. But Rashi in Chumash says Seder Mishnah is also the Torah Shebichsav, because in one respect, Torah Shebichsav was also like the Seder Mishnah, and that everybody learned it from Moshe in different groups. So what's still left for us to understand, sweet friends, is how come all the other parashas were taught Kitos Kitos, and this parasha, Unzer parasha, our parasha, was taught to everybody together. The Hakel. Azeh davar she'anachnu bezrat Hashem b'li neder, anachnu nikanes l'toch ha'inyan hazeh b'shi'ur haba. And I want to thank everybody for listening to this incredible mahalach and this sugya. And we always have to remember, Shesof Davar, Hakol Nishma, Et Elokim Yira, Vet Mitzvotav Shmor, Ki Ze Kol HaAdam. Shalom, shalom, Svidis and Hospitality.